Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name is Jake Smith, and I'm joined in the shed at the back of mum and dad's house by my little mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James.
Oh,
how are you, buddy?
Fuck me, yes. I'm excited. Fuck off, man. Holy shit, I've never been so excited for a fucking podcast in my whole
All right, young man, why would that be? Why are you so excited?
Well, because I've got another friend, mate.
Oh,
Another friend.
I thought we weren't bringing that many friends over.
No, I can't help it. I'm making too many friends. I've started at a new school.
Oh.
And I'm making way more friends than I
did. Why'd you have to leave the old school?
Because I killed one of my classmates' small dogs.
Oh, that's
yeah, I had a fucking outburst, all right?
Oh, okay.
But I've been seeing someone, and that person is here today. Cameron Duggan.
Hello.
Welcome to the shed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I expect that you have come across many a magazine.
Yeah, like the pornos, magazine of which
we are about to dive in. Not just any porno, mate. The picture magazine.
Oh, which issue?
You got to
fucking memorize. Well, this one, this is actually the first.
Raining Cum Man.
Seen it.
This is the first one that we have had to purchase, because the first three we discovered, I found them.
Yeah, next to a creek or something.
Well, that's normal. Where did you find your first porno?
You always find pornos near a creek.
We haven't spoken about this on the pod for so long, but it's always near a creek.
There was a real streak there where we'd ask people what their first interaction with pornography was, and every week it was like bush, found it in a bush.
They used to throw the shops down the road from my house. The news agent used to rip the covers off, so presumably they were getting refunds or whatever.
Yeah.
With the covers, but then they'd throw the pornos out, and they did that for a while. So we had a stack of coverless pornos until they presumably saw us going through the bins and stopped doing that.
That's fucking sick. What's going on upstairs? Sorry about that. Yeah, sick. Well, this one we had to purchase off the internet here. It was $2.80 is what they charged for this one. It was
That's not bad. The economy has changed, hasn't it? Print media has gone. It's gone through the roof.
Well, I remember I used to buy the Zoo magazine for $2.
Yeah, I had a stack of them as well.
Yeah, I've got heaps of them. So it's December 11th.
You can't jerk off to a porno at work, can you?
No.
Can't jerk off to a Zoo mag, but...
Yeah, you can jerk off to...
You sell it here. You sell it in this shop. I'm allowed to jerk off to it.
So this is issue number 431. And I was saying to Peter, when I got the magazine, when we got it, we can't read it.
I can't believe you bought a secondhand porno.
I know, it's fucked.
How much did you pay for it?
Like $30. I got into a bidding war.
Also, very funny. Bought it from a man in Brisbane and paid for shipping.
Because I'm didn't not want to going go over there.
Dude, yeah. you can't buy a secondhand porno. It's not even laminated. You're just touching it bare hands as well.
Yeah, who cares? I'm raw dogging. You're about to be touching it too. You got to read through the fucking thing.
Yeah, all right. I feel like I might have more antibodies.
So. It'll disintegrate when you touch it. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for paying that shipping, by the way. I do appreciate that. Stung him $30.
So this one seems to be like the previous magazine's been like 1993, 1994, that kind of thing. But this seems to be on the cusp when the picture's going to get a bit sexy. Like 1996, where they start realizing like that is a very different cover to the previous ones we've seen, where it's been like, look how silly that is. It's silly.
It looks like Who magazine.
It's camp. And oh no, she's got a paintbrush in her hand. But this one's like a sexy biracial
lady. Just like
lady.
When they started fucking marketing shampoo to men.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like,
the same era.
These fellas aren't falling for it. We've got to take the crosswords out and put tits on the front.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at that original magazine that we've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
very silly. This is so, it's getting filthy because one of the titles that alluded to, SA's Rudest Boob Fest. Oh. So it's getting pretty fucking horny.
Rudest Boob Fest, fucking all right. See you, churches.
Yeah. You ever seen a boob and gone, fuck, that's rude, eh?
That is rude as hell.
No, tits are rude. So I think we'll just go from the start here.
You boys would have fucked with a lot of stick mags when you were young. Maybe not you. You're quite young, aren't you?
Yeah,
you would have had the internet.
Yeah.
You would have fucked around with stick mags, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I used to just draw titties on MS Paint and jerk off to that.
I remember my mate in school.
And I'd go fill, like you'd do the circle and go fill colour.
Jerk it off to orange tits.
My mate in school said he Googled boobs and wanked to it when Google Images came in. Just Google image boobs.
Yeah.
Big set of like, you know what? Yeah, filled screen about 20.
That's fucking rude, dude.
All right. This, yeah, I've already seen something very funny. So we can't read ahead, Cam. That's a big thing. So we're going to start at the very first page here where it has the table of contents. I'll just read through that quickly and see as like a hint.
We're reading a porno. This is a new experience here we to go. Me.
You ready? We're not just looking at the pictures.
You didn't even know these fucking things had words, words in
first
them.
Off, so they're the pages you don't mind getting stuck together.
So let's see if there's any recurring segments here. We've got tats out. We've seen that before. Pig dog. Swing.
Pig dog?
Pig dog, yeah. Pig dog. Okay, I got to look that up. I know I can't read it here, but I got to see.
Just girls from WA?
Oh, I got to.
Pig dog?
No, we'll leave that. I'm not going to ruin my thing. Pig dog, swingers, balls and all. Cashman, that's good. We've got Cashman. Teasers. Half freaking har and between the sheets. Cheeky cross. Coogan. Just a bit from Steve. Picture cross. BJ's babe. Says you. Working girls. Filthy fantasies. My threesome. Home blokes. Yes. Nurse Nancy. Gripping yarns. And home girls. So there's a couple of recurring segments that we're going to...
Home blokes.
Home blokes.
All right.
Do you remember home blokes?
Nah.
It was the fellas...
Again, skip past them in the articles. I'm here for the clams, dude.
Oh, fuck. The plunge.
That was way worse than what I said.
No, I know it was a callback to the previous episode there.
Cut that out. No, it's
So we're going to go around in turns here. This one's called Ask Adrian, which I haven't seen before. So the tag here says, ask Adrian anything you like and we'll pay $20. Fuck me. Don't even bother sending it, mate. Pay $20 if we publish your letter. So you can write to Ask Adrian.
Nah, dude, you were getting probably like 4 packs of durries back then for that.
That's true. Or 18 of these.
Yeah, $20 is not nothing.
That's true. All right.
Do you know what I'd ask Adrian? I'd say, when are we going to start talking about pig dogs? Because I buy this magazine religiously for pig dogs.
Also, Adrian with the two N's. I've never seen an Adrian with two N's. She's gained another N. She's stolen that off another Adrian. Turned into an Adria. Got your power.
Well, it's probably called because you pronounce it Adrian, right?
Well, then you'd have two A's, can't?
Nah.
No, that's maybe there's like Adrienne. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Adrienne, not Adrian. Okay, I'm the dumb cunt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's crazy that it took you that long to realise that.
Fuck off. All right, so what we'll do is I think, Cam, she's a very sexy lady, and for that reason, we're going to get you to voice her, and you can voice the responses. Right. Cool. So we'll read out the questions.
Okay.
Okay, does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay. The first question says, about a month ago, I pierced my belly button with a sterling silver earring. It got infected, and I had to take it out. What I would like to know is how often do they get badly infected and how long do they take to heal? If it really is you who answers people questions and if it really is your photo on the front page, I'd just like to tell you that you have got an excellent looking body and I'd really love to get my hands on it. From GT in Lara, Victoria. So...
Did GT just say I've got a... belly button infection and I want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. But you also called a belly button ring an earring. First issue.
With a sleeper. You know that wasn't disinfected in any way.
No, straight out of the ear. Straight into that. Also, bloke with a belly button piercing, lock him up.
What are you doing?
Mate, with a ring. Imagine a ring piercing. Fuck that.
I want to get a belly button piercing, but it's a stretcher. it's just a hold of my kidneys.
You're getting a whole t-shirt stuck in your belly button. Your lid comes out folded.
Fucking hell. All right, do you want to answer as Adrian?
All right, well, I'm just going to use my regular voice.
Please.
Yes, it's really me in the photo, and I answer all your questions. It takes a year for a belly button to heal entirely. Use correct jewelry, stainless steel, niobium, or gold. All right. Clean it 3 to 4 times per day, and dude, this is in capital letters, don't play with it.
Oh, he would have been playing with it.
Then
he
it's got in brackets because of the germs.
I've just come.
The initial infection is just your body saying it doesn't want it there. In the end, your body will either reject or accept it. That's very informative, Adrian. Also, why are they asking her medical questions?
Is she? Did it say you went down the bottom? Is she like a? I've never seen this one before. Maybe she's a medical person.
Yeah, I don't know. GT Lara Victoria,
Jen and Tyne.
So Lara is the place.
Yeah.
And GT doesn't want to be fucking caught out in a stick mag asking about his belly button, but you can presumably it's a fella, right?
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Wow.
I don't think they're at the. You know, it could be a woman.
Oh, come on,
mate. But not in that time.
Ladies love stick mags too.
That's true.
What do you think? How do you think these girls know to send their photos in? How do you think the pig dogs even know about it?
All right, moving on.
Next question.
Oh, what? Have you?
No, I just saw one of the words in it. That's all I've said.
Did you get eyes on this when you had the magazine?
No, I was looking at Adrian.
Man. I'm so glad you're reading it. That's, I saw one word, and that's why I'm like, we're doing this.
This is the start. This is what he's led with.
All right.
Babe, don't change for any cunt.
Yes!
Babe.
Don't change for any cunt.
That's his advice for all.
You're writing these letters to like a 19-year-old fucking journalism student.
And also they're meant to be questions.
Yeah.
Babe, don't change for any gun.
This is sick. Here we go. Oh my God, this is... Babe, don't change for any cunt. Just stay fucking like you are, because you're as pretty as the picture you're in. Who gives a fuck about your tits anyway?
No! No!
This is going to be the earliest case of nagging that's ever on record.
Who gives a fuck about your
tits? No way, let me read that. Who gives a fucking fuck?
Meanwhile, Adrian, can I tip you upside down and lick you like an ice cream until you melt? Oh, that line hasn't scored me a cunt yet.
Oh.
To lick, finger or poke, but I'm still trying.
Oh,
Jesus Christ,
God.
That one is from Jake Smith Brisbane. Fucking hell, that is the best thing that
hasn't
ever
scored
been.
Me a cunt yet.
To lick.
I don't know if it's the line, brother.
Oh my God. Like to so down and lick you like an ice cream until you melt.
I want to set like a nice music under that and then read it like ASMR.
That's fucking awesome. To lick finger or poke.
Thanks for the compliment, FD, but I must say that your line didn't do much for me either. Now, had you said, is that a mirror in your pocket because I can see my face in your pants? That would have been a possibility. Don't string him along like this, Adrian. What an absolute fucking grub of a bloke.
Yeah.
Hasn't scored me a cunt yet. I can't get over that line. Like, he's written that, damn. Mm. He had to write that.
In a letter. It would have been
Yeah, it is. That's what's crazy. Like, I can understand...
Handwritten in crayon.
I can understand. It's furious, too. He's held it with a fist.
Like, if you've had a skinful and they've gone, right, you can submit on the internet on your phone. You've had a skinful and you started typing in, blah, blah, blah. Sure. Like, still fucking grubbing.
Dude, God bless the internet, huh? Just getting a skinful and writing a letter.
Yeah. Man, he's had to get pen and paper. He's had to fold it up, get an envelope.
There's processes as well. Can I have a stamp?
Yeah, can I have a stamp? Why? Oh, I'm going to tell a 19-year-old.
I'm going to
hold her upside down and lick her.
I'm shooting my shot here.
Yeah. Maybe she will write back and I get to fuck the lady.
You know
from the
lady
book.
At the post office too was like, another one?
Or he like, tried to use it on her in the line. He's like, oh, you look very beautiful today, Barbara. I'd like to... They have so... Oh, fucked it. No, just send this letter for me.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about your tits anyway?
I'm more of a cunt man.
Yeah, the one guy at the pub. Tits or ass? Ah, there's a third way. The cunt. Oh, my God. Awful. All right, this next one here, moving on. It says, I really enjoy reading your magazine. What's going on up there? Sorry, recording Good Chat Comedy Club, and there's an awful
That
racket.
Happened during a set I was doing.
It happens
once.
It happens all the time.
Oh, man. I was just... That just triggered a memory, and I was trying to think who had a very funny... You said something about like a chair moving festival upstairs.
Yeah, or... something like that.
Man, it's fucking crazy.
It was funnier at the time, trust me.
It's fucking crazy, hey. It's the worst thing. Anyways, it says, I really enjoy reading your magazine with my wife whenever I get the opportunity.
There you go.
But since I work night shift, my only chance is on my days off. Now, with regards to the first letter published in the November 6th issue, well, we can't look, okay. If it wasn't for the feminists in our society, we would not have, we would not enjoy the level of equality we have today. Perhaps one day we can enjoy total equality and a person's colour, gender, origin or sexual preference won't matter to anyone in any situation. From TB in Tully, Queensland.
Wild to put that right after the last letter.
Yeah. Also, Tully, Queensland. That is the most progressive man in Tully. How about that? Anyways, you can read the response there, Cam. Even if you might not agree with the person.
Oh, she is going to be horny as hell, I can already tell. I agree. More variety would definitely help smooth out the problems in my Sunday morning group sex club. Hear, hear. Sunday.
That's her pointing at her vagina. So here. Right here.
Sunday morning sex club. Fucking grow up. This is, all these responses are written by fellas.
Yeah.
She's not real.
There's no way.
Back when there was that kind of... Like, you'd go, oh, this chick's so hot. She has a Sunday morning sex club. Like, it's such an immature mind of what Sheilas must get up to. They lick each other's pussies. Oh, it's fucked. Yeah.
This is how men write women, too. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm fucking, dude. I'm fucking. Bit of variety wouldn't go astray.
There you go.
All righty. I think you're just handing me all the weird ones.
No, not at all.
If you were shipwrecked on a desert island and were allowed three each of the following, which ones would you take? Oh, okay. Sorry. If you were allowed three each of the following in the list of things, which would you take? Celebrities? Who's
what?
Taking celebrities? Oh, no. I'm so hungry, but fuck, Matt Damon's here. Fucking hell, I love his movie.
I love a yarn when I'm starving.
Also, Tom Hanks, brother, how did you do it?
So celebrities, books, videos, or CDs?
Celebrities, for sure, out of that list.
Yeah.
I'm definitely taking celebrities. Oh, wait, they're not asking me.
Oh, well, you get three each of the following. So you get three celebs, three books, three videos, three CDs. What are you taking?
What do you mean?
So, mate, it's a very obvious question. It's a very simple question.
But it's such a weird...
Mate, just listen to the question.
I read it as you could have three celebrities or three books or three CDs.
But it says, if you're a shipwrecked... Have you never done the shipwrecked on an island hypothetical three of
celebrities has never been in it. But yeah, okay, go on.
If you were shipwrecked on a desert island and were allowed three each of the following...
Okay.
Which one would you take? Celebrities, books, video CDs. And considering there's no food on the list, which of your chosen lovers would you kill and eat first? What? Pardon me?
Didn't list lovers on there.
That's fucking fascinating. That's from DB, double penetration.
who are you guys taking?
Celebs.
What, like, are we bringing, you just bring the big...
So she's listed three of each of the things.
Assumedly, I guess for Rootin. Let's see. One's who's handy. Like,
yeah,
a Bear Grylls.
You know,
I'll bring a Bear Grylls.
Yeah, well, you're taking Bear Grylls the whole time. Right. You're telling you to drink your own piss.
Yeah, take a Bear Grylls. Take a hot chill, and hopefully, you know, we bond over the books and the CDs and stuff. And then the third one...
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Sheila that likes the fact that you brought three issues of Where's Wally. Real panty drop of that.
Just give me a hand with it. Ah, it's a barber pole. Ah, circus tent. He's always standing by him. All right. What's the response here?
So Adrian has said she would take Rob Lowe, Famous Harry, and Pavarotti.
Pavarotti?
Yeah. My books.
Just calling for help?
Food sauce.
That's a helicopter.
Oh, down here.
Pavarotti, we've made SOS on the sand in rocks, man. You don't need to do this.
Great idea.
He's just singing the SOS. My books, How to Live on a Desert Island in Three Easy Steps.
Bit of a goof.
Bit of a gag, that one. Funny. To Kill a Mockingbird, so she doesn't want to lose racism while she's out there. And Anything by Jackie Collins.
Fuck.
I've never heard of desert islands having CD and video players. Pavarotti would be the first to go. He'd last a lifetime. That would be... Wait, which one of your chosen lovers would you kill and eat first? So she's picked a bigger guy.
Right.
To eat.
Oh, yeah, of course. So that's what's going
on. So she said Pavarotti would be the first to go. He'd last a lifetime.
Yeah.
She's completely
but
just...
But where's the lovers celebrities thing? Are they talking about you're going to be rooting the celebrities?
I reckon they've tacked that on at the end. Like the the editors chucked that in.
Right. I also don't think like the idea... Is that meant to be, oh, you're stuck on a desert island. You can only bring these books and this blah, blah, blah. And then three celebrities to root. It's like such a weird... Like, what? I'd be very concerned about my safety and how I'm going to eat and all that shit. So
you're
such
like, I didn't know... That the celebrities I was picking were for it, and I would have picked Bear Grylls three times.
Yeah. Where's Mr. Bean drink his on piss. The Where's Mr. Bean on the list?
SOS. Help. Who was doing that the other week? Just the it's the shortest impression you can do?
Touch it.
It's a
one
word
impression. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
I'm on the last one. Fuck. All right. Is it true that women who appear totally nude in magazines...
Fucking hell.
Is it true that women who appear totally nude in magazines push their piss flaps... Is it true?
Now, this is a guy who knows anatomy.
Okay, I can't get through.
I had a fucking mouthful of beer for that.
Oh no, I've just burped beer. Is it true that women who appear totally nude in magazines push their piss flaps back with a pencil? And is that why their beavers always look neat and virginal?
Because they push them back with a pencil.
Like they're not allowed to touch them. Oh, fuck. I'm going on camera this afternoon. Does anyone have a 2B? I'll take a big, mate. I don't give a fuck, even if it's a pen.
Not a pacey, you fucking idiot.
So that's from VM in Rockdale, New South Wales. I can't
push their piss flaps. Also, he's never seen a vagina in real life.
Yeah. But how? I didn't even understand what that is.
I guess he just slid it down the middle and comb it like a side part, like a center part. Just give my puss the Crispin Glover, thanks.
Mr. Squiggles working as a fluffer at the porno, porno shoes. Let me get your piss flaps there for you, love.
Carpenter pencil. All right, let's go.
Women always want to look their best in photos, so a haircut and a little tidying up is good, but pencils don't do the job. We actually use staplers so they stay tucked in longer, sorry. Just having a bit of a gag with him there.
You reckon?
Piss flaps in with a pencil.
Oh, I know what they're saying. As in to tuck them into the the actual vulva, the vagina, the hole.
Man, slowly getting less confident. He knows what it's called.
the
into the vault of vagina, the hole.
You tried to do that whole explanation without saying the word piss flaps because you didn't know the real name.
I didn't understand where they were going to be tucking it back in. Oh, okay, got a little bit. Yeah, but why wouldn't you just use your finger?
Maybe there's not a, maybe, I don't know, maybe too many natural oils, you're slipping all that, you're slipping out.
Oh yeah, they're having a good time tucking their piss flaps in, they keep slipping out. Piss flaps, you fucking moron. That's the dead shit of a bloke.
Gonna shit myself.
Grab a pencil, Jake's gonna shit. Yeah. Pop that back in, mate.
Oh my god, that's funny. All right.
Oh, don't go fucking lead end first. You're gonna cut your piss flap.
Piss flap.
Has someone been drawing on your piss flaps?
There's the little S that you see.
That's Stussy S?
Yeah.
Someone's drawn the Stussy S on your piss flaps here, sweetheart. Big day at work, was it?
I'm gonna literally shit myself if we don't stop. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, that is, we've come to an early end, I think.
Fuck, dudes are awesome, man.
Oh, that was so good. Well, Cameron, thank you so much. We've got.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. That was very good. Oh. All right.
Can you just do a quick little teaser of what Pig Dogs is, please?
Okay.
I'd love to know what Pig Dogs
okay.
is.
Okay. Where's page? I've never seen a page number in this thing. Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, fuck, man.
My fucking head hurts from laughing too hard.
Hit our KPIs and the P, and that is for this place.
36. Oh, this is so disappointing. Pig Dog's a cartoon.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's just a little comic, is it?
Comics always suck.
Oh, I'm not even going to read it out. Oh.
Have they got gags in there? They got jokes? Or is that only a Zoomag thing?
Says You is the...
can we read the gags out?
We'll see how much we can read it. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, we didn't even look at any porno. I mean, turn these mics off so I can have a... Gotten all barred up reading the fucking questions.
There's a couple here. Oh, no, they're just like little stories. We have to finish up because I've got to go to work. Yeah, but we've got that. What do you think about that picture there, Cam? Is that getting you barred up?
Yeah, that's not bad. Look at that bus driver. He's fucking loving it.
Why don't you describe what's happening there?
There is a what looks like a lady in some sort of uniform, maybe a police outfit. It's got a what can only be described as a cock on the hat. And then another nude lady who seems to have stuff tied around her wrists getting on the bus behind her. She is looking very muscular.
I feel like those are like bracelets.
Do you reckon?
Like yeah. Bangles or like.
But yeah. If this is a cop here, maybe she was under arrest and she's nude.
Gone with a very
yeah,
fashionable.
And, oh, I didn't even realise, but the bus driver is fucking hard up. Dude.
Can I also say, right, so it's all, you know, it's quite a really detailed woman.
Very muscular woman.
And they've really just barely put any attention onto the people on the bus, but they have put enough attention to draw these little cocks running past. Just three small cocks running along the street.
Wait, I also like that they've put like a traffic light on the front of the bus.
Yeah.
That's not what the front of a bus looks like at all.
This bus driver is not, he is not fit for the job.
Maybe it's the back of a tram.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, that would be more
that
like...
That makes more sense, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a naked woman getting on, so yeah.
Probably
that's
a tramp.
Melbourne culture.
Come back to reality, boys. It's the back of a tramp.
Bugger. Anyways, Cam Duggan, thank you very much for that.
Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate taking the time to read about piss flaps. And I didn't think that the second bloke would get topped, the one who talked about holding her upside down looking like an ice cream.
Oh, yeah. No, he was always getting topped.
Yeah.
Mm. Chock topped.
Cam, where can people find you if they're listening, if they want to find you online?
I'm on Instagram. You can have a listener, have a look on that, Cameron_Duggan. Also check out my podcast called The Mug Off.
Very good podcast.
That's just talk about mugging people off. Get over to that. That's a podcast I do with my friends. Very funny. Join the Patreon so I can have your money.
Sick.
Very cool. Pete, what do you got going on?
Oh, fucking just heaps of stuff, man. Not enough time to get into it, but He's got AIDS now. He's just like fucking AIDS the cheeks and all that sort of stuff. But what are you up to?
Every Monday night, Laughing Art Comedy in Cairns, so you can go to do your little thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Little, go lovely see a show.
Have you done it, Cam? You've done
it. Right, yeah, I was up there a couple of weeks ago.
How was it? Had fun?
Great. Best time.
Did you hang out with Joe Waddington?
I did. Stayed at his house.
Great bloke, awesome. Isn't he?
Broke his ankle the day I left.
Oh, well.
Okay. Oh, that's right, yeah. Did he say anything to you like, Cam, thanks for having me here in my little house?
No, I said that to him though. Why would he thank me for having him in his house?
He's a little fella.
Oh, it was just small. A little voice. You're just having a crack at Joe. Yeah, not me, mate. He was nothing but a gracious host.
Great bloke. Jacob, Good Chat Comedy Club, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday nights in the good city of Brisbane.
At the moment, look, I'm going to stop saying Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm going to say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, definitely, but there's heaps of other shit on, especially in October. So have a look at the website, especially in November too. We've got live podcasts and shit going on Mondays, Tuesdays, all around the place. Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for sure, but heaps of shit on. So don't put the blinkers on, limit yourself. Oh, we've got our fifth birthday anniversary. Good Chat is turning 5 years old. So on Saturday, October 8th, come down to the club and, you know, you can pay full price. I've been doing this for half a decade, so.
Yeah, fuck them, man.
Yeah, fuck them. Actually, don't
come and celebrate the 5 year.
Yeah, come along.
If you've never been to a show, come to that one.
Yeah, I'm going to get real pissed.
Oh, he's going to be nightmarish.
Yeah. As he has been for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like saying it, like it's a special thing.
Yeah, I've been blackout drunk every night.
It's the fifth birthday, mate.
It's been awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to get maggot tonight. It's August 12th. It's a very special day.
Look, yeah. The sun rose this morning, so I've got to do it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thanks for having me, boys. Listen to the mug off. I would appreciate the bump in numbers.
I'd appreciate a bump too.
Thank you, boys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.